Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the Betascape podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things masturbation. And on today's episode, I sit down with GayVN award-winning adult film actor Joel Someone, and we talk about all things porn and art. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let me know what you think. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Beastly Vader. This is my first time doing the Betascape on video, and I'm so happy to be sitting here with my now good friend. We just met
recently good friends,
Joel Someone. What's going on, Joel?
Nothing, I just added you on Twitter, so we're elevating our friendship by the moment.
It's true, because I feel like once you like become friends on like social media, then you're like, it's like legit. Mm-hmm. See, that's cool.
Like the first like 10,000 people who follow you,
yeah,
are like your peers and people who like, you know what I mean? Like I find in on like the social media little game, that's kind of how it works, is like the first like 10,000 people are people that either in your friend group kind of, mm-hmm, like just like outside the limits, and then also like other artists and other performers who are like, what are you doing? I need to keep an eye on you. What's going on?
Well, I mean, like, it's like, you know, it's your business.
It's my business.
You're, like, making porn. Oh, for those of you who don't know what Joel does, what do you do, Joel?
I make the OnlyFans content, and I make the porns. So I do both. I do both. I do all the hoeing.
Joel's just a big-ass hoe. Look at that. He even has on his shirt. Certified hoe.
Right?
That's when you know you're, like, reproduce true hoe. You can't reproduce that face. Were you like singing? What were you doing? Are you yawning?
No.
Are you about to suck a dick?
James M. Barrett, the guy who did this photo, was doing a whole series about guys with like photos of guys with erection, because he was doing like the non-polite nudes. He was doing the intense nudes where it's like, you know, dicks are out. And so I have like a big hard penis in this, and I'm like, it's like big smiles. Like he wanted to have like big faces.
But then you show me the shirt, and the shirt's covered. Like
there's
a show. So don't go out buying this shirt thinking you're
gonna get go buy it because it's just a good shirt.
No, buy this shirt because it's amazing, but you're not gonna see dick on this shirt.
There's no penis in the
shirt. But you can see penis on his Twitter.
But yeah, you can see a lot of penis on Twitter. There's a lot of penises. I'm a collector of penises.
You just got penises laying around everywhere? Just
laying around.
And then you got like rubber foot. I don't know about the penises.
Rubber feet.
Rubber.
I'm just fucking.
Rubber foot tie. Wait, is that the plural for feet?
No,
foot.
It's just foot. Feet is the plural for
feet. Are you into feet? Do you like feet?
I got two.
No, but I mean, like in your sex play, are you like into foot fetishism or? Because I don't really see that in your content.
No, you know, whenever I do videos, it's something to do. Like if you're like railing someone and your hands are holding their legs open, you're like, you know, I'm not against it. I'm like,
Yeah, you're gonna suck. You're gonna suck.
Like it's something else to do.
Is that how you mean? Is that how you suck a foot?
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Yeah,
you can tell I'm not that into it because I don't do it like in a way that's serious whatsoever. Actually, it's funny. I did a raw fuck club video once where it was like a gangbang on like a twink, and everybody was in it and they're like, and I didn't know what to do. I was just one of the guys holding the leg.
Yeah,
and so when like the camera panned to me, I was like, ah, like everyone else is putting on their like, we're taking this bottom and doing stuff too, and I'm like, wait, I can do it with the foot, actually. Let's see.
You're like, this is my moment. I'm on camera.
Is the exact face I made.
That's the foot I was talking about.
That's the foot. There's two of them, but I don't feel like hitting the other one.
It's actually a really pretty foot.
It's a really expensive foot.
Model, do you know who's modeled after this foot?
I don't know. It's from China, and it was like an Asian fetish foot. Like, this is made for people to fuck it.
Where do you fuck it?
Like, you get the other one and you put your dick between it. And it's like...
Oh, I see.
This isn't one of... They make them with, like, orifices in them. Like, they make them with, like, an orifice here or even here. And it's just like...
You know, I feel like I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you actually fuck the inside of the foot.
Yeah, you're fucking the inside of the foot.
It is a really beautiful foot.
It's a cute foot. Yeah. It's cute.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the person that modeled this foot...
I'm sure the person's dead. They're dead.
I want to believe that they're alive and they're cashing in this foot money.
This is a dead foot. I like to imagine the worst. I'm like, they're in a cadaver lab and they're just like, hey, that's a good foot right there. because they need it to like stay in place. Enough about the foot. Talk about me. This has a red light on it. Does that mean something?
It means the microphone is on and it's functioning. It's working.
Doesn't green mean that?
It's letting you know. Yeah, but I guess the designers of this microphone was like, red it is.
Okay.
I like it. It lets me know. It's like vibrant. It's like alert, ready, on.
All right. You have questions.
No, I was just so we met prior to this.
We did bait together. So considering his show is about like
masturbation, yes, we did bait together. That was like our first meeting. But I feel it's important to let people know that it took a while.
It did. I made you work for it.
You did, but it wasn't like a terrible thing. You were just like non-communicative
and busy.
Like you weren't like being a dick about it.
No,
you were just like, oh, like I'll just text you in a month when I like have some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
to be fair,
yeah,
all of these social media apps, like these social sexual media apps, I love because when I'm on them, mm-hmm. I'll be on them for like a solid 3 hours, like nonstop, and then I'll turn them off and I'll be off of them for 6 months.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But like you have to also gauge what level of intentions people have towards them.
Yeah,
in the sense that I'm like, if I start doing something, I'm like, okay. And now I'm like, especially God forbid, like my phone's all the way over fucking there. Like if I'm doing something,
yeah,
my full attention is on humans.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's like the normal thing to like do. Like,
yeah.
You're not like, I hate when people go to dinner, like especially like on a first date.
Yes.
And they're like constantly, they have their phone out. First of all, you shouldn't even have your phone out at all. Secondly, that shit should be turned off and not like checking it. I've actually been in first dates where the guy was like, oh yeah, cool, huh? And I'm just like, you rude ass motherfucker. Like, why would you do that?
I go to the bathroom and use my phone. Like, if I need to check something, I'll be like, excuse me, I need to go to the powder room. And
that's
I'm like,
nice. That's acceptable because I wouldn't know.
I'm on Instagram for 20 minutes in the bathroom. So it's just.
Okay, that's a problem.
I would rather you think I took a dump. Like, I'd rather you think, like, oh, he's taking. And meanwhile, I'm just in there.
That's also weird, too. Because I'd be like, waiting for, like, I'm chilling with this cold pasta. And I'm like, yeah, this guy's like taking a major dump. Like,
no, it makes me think of that Quentin Tarantino movie, Pulp Fiction, uh-huh. where it's like, I know my food's not out there yet. I'm like, I'm teasing. I don't actually do this. I don't do any of it.
When you go back to the table and you're like, don't you just love it when you get back to the table and your food's just ready?
Love it when your food's
ready for you? Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like choked up in the bathroom.
Yeah, really. No, I'm teasing. I if I go use the bathroom to check my phone, it's like a 2 minute.
No, you don't do coke.
Not at all.
No, that's not the thing that you do. Mm. There you go. I would probably cut that part out. I don't even know why I asked you that.
I don't care either way. It's hard because I have cokey vibes. I said this to you when we first met. People think that I'm like altered.
You said you had cokey vibes, but then I was like, I don't get cokey vibes.
Until you hung out with me.
No.
You
like,
don't
even now, like even the time that we spent together, you don't give me cokey vibes.
I felt cokey.
No, you might feel it, but you don't give up. Maybe you're just really good at hiding it.
Maybe. I got the DTs. I'm hiding those.
Fuck. I'm like, damn, what did I get myself into?
Right. So no, I did a little bit of weed when I was in college and I had like a leg injury. So I don't mind weed. Weed's...
Have you never been into like drugs at all? Uh-huh. Like, never? Uh-huh. Like alcohol? Uh-huh. Like you were never raging at a high school party kickback?
The only time I'd ever gotten drunk, I had just gotten into college. Mm-hmm. And I was working at this fancy schmancy like little store. Mm-hmm. And the night before, I remember I went out with like a good friend and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drink. Like I'm going to drink tonight. Tonight's the night I drink.
Yeah.
And I remember that the only time I ever got like blackout drunk, I was drinking White Russians and Goldschlager. And we finished like a whole bottle of Goldschlager.
Fuck you up.
And also just like.
Goldschlager is almost like the little
gold flakes in it.
That brings me back to Vegas.
So disgusting.
Yeah,
it's the next day I felt like I was going to die. Yeah. And I kind of told myself, like, I never want to feel this way again.
Yeah, that's how I feel about alcohol now. Like, I feel like as I get older, like, I can't just get, like, wasted. Like, it'll take me, like, if I get wasted like, on a Friday, I'm out Saturday, Sunday.
My parents are both big people, too, so I'm a calorie watcher. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I know how to gain weight. And I'm like dead calories in like drinks. Nope.
Well, that's why you gotta get like
I'm a coffee and water kind of guy. That's it.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to get boba and he's like, no. He's like, we're gonna get coffee. I'm like, I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Can
He's
we
like,
get
that's
boba?
cool. We're gonna get coffee anyway. And I'm like, okay, great.
It's a coffee shop. It's not as though they don't sell other things. You managed to find something. You managed
I
to
did.
find
It was a
something.
very refreshing peach ice
There you
tea
go.
thing
There, you're welcome.
with lots of sugar. But I
Exactly.
was still missing the
Whereas
boba.
at boba, I won't be able to find anything. I'll get like a mineral water. I'm like, cool. They have seltzer.
Because you don't need sugar.
Not in drinks. I don't like putting sugar in drinks. It's a waste of me. I'd eat
Is that
sugar
like
in food.
is that empty calories for you?
Yeah, it is. I don't
Like
know.
you don't drink sodas?
I stopped drinking soda in high school. How is
I'm
this about
learning
masturbation? Like, I go,
so
did your
much about.
conversations actually go to masturbation, or do like they talk about the bullshit? Like, that's just what I'm
No,
talking about.
I'm a masturbator that enjoys coffee or boba. I don't know.
So I just like to, I like that feeling, bitch.
But the first time, I mean, I know I'd recognized your work, obviously, because I'm a porn enthusiast and
Gracias.
I love porn and I love your work. But we were talking about how, like, I really enjoy your work, particularly because I feel like it's so quirky. And
Thank you.
I feel like if anyone's seen, like, your work, I feel like they would agree. Like, I feel like your brand is like quirky sex. Am I off? Am I accurate?
I'm playful. Like when I came over
Yeah,
to like,
playful is a good word.
because I think I have juvenile vibes. When I like when I play, I think of myself as a teenager. I think I go right back to jerking off at next to the pool with like a good friend with a porno magazine, discovering each other's bodies. Like that's kind of like
Is that what your sexual awakening was?
it kind of was. Like,
That's
you know what I
fire.
mean? Like I was always that kid who had a dirty magazine. And if you came over to my house, our dicks were getting out. Like, you know what I
Were
mean?
you the kid with the dirty
I
magazine
was the kid with the dirty
in the
mag.
backpack?
Oh, no, I never brought it with me because that's danger. Even though it's not as
Someone's gonna
it,
discover
right?
the
I was gonna say,
porno.
you never know. In
Wait,
my mind,
what kind of porno were you like? What kind of magazine was it? Was it like a
I remember when I was
Playboy?
really young, it was a National Lampoon magazine that had some really like grainy sex act kind of being
What
portrayed
is
in
the
it.
National Lampoon magazine?
Exactly. Some bullshit my father collected. And then I remember it graduated. What did I have? I had something. I can't remember what it was, but I remember I had some kind of like means of kind of coaxing a masturbation.
When I was in high school, I had a girlfriend, like a girl, she was a friend. But she would bring me her dad's like old pornos. Like
Like, what kind were they? Were they like Playboy or were they like Hustler?
no, it was like Hustler. It was
Because
like
Hustler, you
hardcore porn.
Hustler with yeah, Hustler is a good song. Like even if you're a
Yeah.
gay boy, you're like, yeah, I
Yeah,
see dick and
dicks.
penetration and all
Yep.
that. Whereas Playboy was worthless.
Yes.
Play if you were a gay boy, Playboy was fucking worthless.
I liked Hustler because you could see the guy. Like
Yeah,
they
and
were
they would always be like 80s dudes.
yeah, and they were shot in a way where you could see like butthole and like taints and like balls, all the things that I was like really into at the time.
Those were the best.
But she would bring them because like her dad had a whole stack, but he would have like he like magazines. He would like get rid of like old issues and be like,
Isn't that funny? I
he's
don't,
like, this is December's Hustler. I
when
don't
you
need
were
this.
that age, how precious was porn? Like when you
Oh,
got it, you're like,
it was like gold. It was just like,
and God forbid something happened to it, you had to like flush it or you had to get rid of it. It was like remembering, you're like, I remember it so well. I think his boxers were blue.
well, that's what I feel like. That's one of the good qualities of being a masturbator. Like, masturbators have really great imaginations,
Yes.
and we can recall shit, right?
And also it's like we're utilizing everything in the room.
Yes,
Like when you
all your senses. Like,
well
I
no,
can.
but even if like you're watching it. Like I remember there was this one video that was supposedly like a father and son getting banged by this hot black dude. And I just remember there was just this gesture that the like cuz it was like a bigger bump and a littler bump and like the dad reached over and like touched the son's back right before the guy entered him. And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's something a dad would do." Oh my God, like that gesture.
Yes.
Like seeing something like that, I
Yes.
was like, holy fuck, my God! Every time he touches his back! Oh
But I'm very, like, I can spot those things out in porn. Like I've come to like the most random things. Like I love when like it's a group of men like really like hyper masculine.
It's an Easter egg.
Jock boys, but then they touch themselves so tenderly. Like, have you seen? I love it. I love when like people caress each other more.
After being on set, there's only so many ways like jock boys and like hyper mask dudes, like the big roided muscle motherfuckers.
Yeah. What about them?
That's, I'm not calling them out. Not calling them out, but you didn't start that way. You didn't start. No, when we catch your little gay boy insides pull out like that, that's what you caught. Like when you've seen someone who's putting on the Rocco Steel act and they're like, you're real pretty. Like, you know what I mean? They have that like tender moment. You're like, you were a faggot once. I caught you.
They still are though.
Oh, they definitely are, but it's the persona thing. And that's also one of the reasons people really like my stuff is that I don't put on as much. Like, you're meeting me now. I'm like this doing gay stuff.
Yeah, no, but then we talked about that. And we're just like, you and I were both like, we're not very attracted to like these like hyper masculine men. Like what I'm attracted to is like quirky, weird sex, because we were talking about like, I really enjoyed like your intersectionality of like art and sex.
I like hypermasculine guys, but the ways I do, I like to fuck with hypermasculine guys. Like if you come in with a whole thing,
yeah,
I'm poking at it. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons people like my stuff is I throw people.
Yeah.
Like, and one of the things I do too is like, I love doing the Joel Someone introduction mid sex just because it totally throws people. Like I'll be getting, like, there's been many times where I'm getting penetrated by someone. Uh-huh. And if they're like kind of putting it on a little thick, I love going full camera and be like, hi, I'm Joel Someone. And you know what I mean? Like mid penetration, because
like just throwing them off.
Well, because then you catch their face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love catching other people's faces when they're completely thrown off. And they'll laugh. They'll think it's funny. You're just being like something that breaks the whatever it was that was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I remember seeing on your Twitter, if you don't follow Joel's Twitter, you should. It's amazing. But there's this video where you're like fucking this guy and you're like, this is my friend. Aww. And I love him. And we're something about boundaries, like literally where you're
love language.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Nate Stetz, and I do love Nate
where you're
Stetz.
Literally like entering him, which is important, I feel.
I love being able to look someone in the eyes. Like, I love
you. I was going to talk about your Instagram because I feel like that's because you were like, oh, I'm just like a regular porn star. And I was like, I don't see you as a regular porn star. And then I mentioned.
I said irregular, but yeah.
Irregular. But then I mentioned, what was it, Francois Sagat?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he does porn, but he's also like an artist.
Yes.
Like he's a muse, and I kind of see you that way, but you're like weird me.
I am weird. I'm the weird Barbie of porn.
No, that's like fun. Like that's so
different. No, I like all of
to
this.
To me, that's so different. Like that's the shit that I go for. Like all my life I've always been attracted to like the offbeat, the weird, like the underdog. And so when I see someone like you being so sexual and like being really successful, it's like inspiring because it's like, oh, I can be authentically myself, be weird and quirky, and like still fuck.
I know that's my greatest strength. What, anytime being myself. Oh. Like, you know what I mean? So it's funny when people call it out because I'm like, I forget. You know, when you do something like what this, when you do something without thinking about it, people have, when they remind you that you're a certain way, like, oh. Like, I don't think about these
things. Yeah, you're just being yourself.
And so whenever I think of people kind of like putting a label to things, I always assume of it as being something they have to do extra. I like as like a layer of a performance where it's all like what I think I'm really performing is whenever I'm like a character. Whenever I get my, which I love getting character roles because then that's like, because like, I do the Mormon boys, Family Dick. Whenever I get hired as a doctor, a teacher, TSA agent, fucking a principal. I like whenever I get roles like that, I love
What's
that.
What's been your favorite role?
They're all the most okay. It's hard because it's back to back. When DeSantis was being a real dick about all of the people in Florida, the trans laws and stuff, I did a porno that was with a trans teacher and like a cis female. Oh. And I remember it was very that, but it was like, it had like 6 pages of dialogue and it was very kind of like, fuck
that's
you.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But it was, porn? I loved it because it kind of like created like a little love story. And then all of a sudden the student body president's like, well, you two should fuck. And then it turns into like a hardcore porno. Which...
Is this like an opportunity for you to like bust out your acting chops?
Oh,
do you go for it?
When I go to set, I have my lines learned. I do. He just wants to touch me.
I do. I like to touch you.
No. When I go to set, I learn my lines.
Remember we're talking about boundaries? You didn't have any.
I have none. I was saying like when I was a kid, I would have, my teachers always said I struggled with boundaries because I would hug everyone. Like I was, and like I was the kid who'd give hugs.
That was like, you hug your teachers?
Like I would give that kind of hug. I'd give like.
Wow, that's really uncomfortable.
Like that pause, like I paused to enjoy it. It's like.
Well, I like it now because like, I know you. Like if I didn't know you, I'd be like, bruh.
You better fucking know me. Teach me every day.
Yeah, but it's still weird hugging your teachers. Like your teachers are your teachers.
I don't think
you can even, you can't even call them on a first name basis. What's up with that?
Hugs are a good way to break down teachers' reserves. Like also because I wasn't doing any of my work. I was a really bad. I didn't fail any of my classes, but I was like a master manipulator with my teachers, and that's a good in. Like if you're a bad student, if you're out there and you're a bad student, hug your teachers because it's way harder to fail someone that you have like an emotional connection to. You're like,
that's actually a really good tactic. I never thought about that.
It worked for me. Like I only failed one class, and it was because that teacher was a bitch, and it was like English, and like I couldn't break that hoe.
I just feel like I was so bored in school. Same. It was just like, get me out of here. Like school sucks.
But I knew the hierarchy of importance. I knew the most important person was my teacher. Like that's the person I live and die off of, this person's opinion. So it's like, yeah. If there were anyone to con, it would be my teachers.
Well, as long as you're not conning anybody else. Well, I shouldn't say anybody else. Just not conning me. what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, if you're not following him on Instagram, you should. Because that's where all the cool stuff is, I think. Yeah, the porn's really hot and sexy. He has a great cock. But like, I love like these random photo shoots that you do.
Oh, I love that. Well, that was, oh, okay.
My favorite one is when you're wearing the red lingerie and you're standing on top of this truck. That's the one where I was like, that's cool.
I love a costume.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I have this tiny apartment. It's not a big apartment. But like one room is the fuck room. That room is the room where it has the bed, because the fuck on a bed is amazing. I'm lazy.
Me too.
I'm sorry, as a porn person, I'm not going to do shower scenes on my own. I'm not going to do like fucking on couches. We're going to fuck in the bed. But
if a couch has really good leverage, I like to use my legs a lot. If you watch my stuff,
nope,
you'll know.
I don't like legs.
No,
you like, if I could chop off someone's legs.
You like buttholes.
Love buttholes. Like anything, and in fact, the legs are hindering me to get to the butthole.
Joel has a nice butt.
Thank you. I have a good butthole too. Like
he does have a good butthole. I ate his butthole. I'm nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was I gonna say? Art. How is that important to you? Like, where did you get that? Picked up. Like, I feel like you have a very distinct style. You should see his outfit today. It's great. It's an awesome fit. He's wearing a green jumper, and then he's got this amazing shirt of himself.
Myself. Well, and that's the other thing about working with artists is sometimes you get free merch. And this dude sent me the shirt. Like, this is James M. Barrett in London, UK.
And people can buy this.
Mm-hmm. This is on Society 6 if you look up James M. Barrett. And it's, his photos are amazing. I just love it because I'm also kind of like, I'm kind of a blue steel kind of guy. Like, I tend to be really like.
Yeah, you have that look.
Which is good. It gives me like Christopher Maloney Special Victims Unit vibes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes,
dude.
I know what I got. But whenever people capture like joy from me, I like that too. So that's one of the reasons I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. But I feel like for the most part, you're pretty joyful.
Yeah, in person and in my videos. I also
do love the black and white one where you have like the thing in your nose.
Oh, the little nose bridge?
Yeah, and you're like drinking coffee, I think.
Yeah. Cool. Those are just like sleep right.
Yeah.
Patches, but I feel like they make me look like a boxer kind of. Yeah. Like I got my ass beat or something.
Yeah.
But the photo that you're referencing is by the zine Faded Sons.
Mm-hmm. Where did you shoot that?
That was in Temecula at and that was at a Bailey, Love Bailey's ranch. And she's, yeah, if you haven't heard of Love Bailey, check out Love Bailey. She's bananas in pajamas. I love her.
Love Bailey.
Isn't she great? She's everywhere. Like if you're an LA person, you'll run into her. And she's always done up to the nines. So that was when I shot that shoot.
It's very cool. Okay.
I also liked it because it's like, it's in the back of a pickup truck.
Yes.
I'm wearing a cow and like I'm wearing cowboy boots, but then the rest is red, like red hustler era lingerie.
Yes.
Kind of like that bad lingerie you would see in like 90s porno sets.
It's giving me Kylie Minogue.
Mm-hmm. Which that was too. It was all in red. It's the same reason that like when I make my videos, I use like high sheen satin sheets, is because I like the way the light catches it. I like that it looks kind of trashy. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like trashy. It looks like liquid, kind of. I don't know.
Like 1980s.
Yeah. Like, I always have like a very distinctive background. I like having things that are very kind of like, that's a Joel Someone video. You're like, I can tell from like the vividness of it. It's because I don't like things that are too just like a background like this. You'll see it. You'll get it. You're like, cool, clouds, done. It's not like seeing someone's preparation H in a plastic bin underneath their bed with a bunch of other shit. You're like, what else is in that bin?
But I also know it's a Joel Someone because you're literally in it.
And also me. I'm also so nice.
But I, yes, I followed your work, but then you also did something for Bait World.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with Bait World, it's the number one online platform, masturbation platform for men. And they have a series called The Bait Off.
Yes.
And it's basically just like, you know, people doing different masturbation competitions. But you did like a shoot for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why I was just like, oh, like, and then I found you all Sniffies, and I kept wanting to say thank you for doing it because I like helped produce that series. And then
we started chatting.
No.
Slowly.
No, you were just like,
thank you.
No, you were just like, not even like, it was all red, bitch. I was just like, okay.
Did you say it was for that?
Yes, I specifically said, I was like, hey, Joel, my name is Ren. Like, I just wanted to say thanks for doing the Bait Off. And then it was like red, and you're just like, okay.
I usually respond to, if it's more than like a sentence, I usually do respond. So that was one that got swept under the rug. I apologize. Hear it now. I apologize.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I love it. That was a really fun shoot. And I was just like, oh, like, I think it's funny when I talk to like porn stars, porn actors, you know, they brand themselves doing a particular sex act, or, you know, they brand themselves a particular,
on their penis size,
right,
or the types, right, of people they fuck and all that.
Exactly. And then it's, to me, it's always really nice, a pleasant surprise when like people understand like goon culture. Like you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we first met, you were like, oh yeah, you're like really into like using like certain keywords that are like,
I'm a masturbator.
Masturbation
community. Like I love to beat off. Like chilling out,
yeah,
watching porn is one of my favorite things, which is actually why it's the hardest for me to film.
Why?
I don't know. It's one of those, like, it's funny, the video I did for Bait World, as I point to my computer, nobody else sees Bait World. I don't know. I like having someone else to share the spotlight with. Hmm. I like showing off and being an exhibitionist. But when it comes to masturbating, it's so much of me just kind of like laying back and be like, or watching porn. Like, I kind of want to start doing videos where I watch like my favorite pornos and jerk off to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch your own videos?
No.
You don't get off on your own sex?
I do when I'm editing it. Like, since I painstakingly.
When you edit?
But then it's also distracting. Like,
your boner?
Well, I'm trying to edit. I got to get shit done. And then if I jerk off, then I get hungry immediately.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, I get up, I go, I'm like, okay, I can go drive over to the fucking sandwich shop and get a sandwich.
Or you can
and
make then I'll one. Come back. Joel makes a really great sandwich.
I make a great sandwich.
I ate a really great sandwich. It was delicious.
I have more sandwiches to give you.
Yeah, we're going to eat some right after this interview.
I have frozen grapes and sandwiches. And I don't drink sugary drinks. Like, I got like secret hippy dippy vibes.
You're so LA. That's such an LA thing.
That's very New Mexico for me. I'm from New Mexico.
So you're originally from Jersey.
No, my parents are from Jersey.
You were born and raised in New Mexico, so your parents, y'all flew out here.
Yeah, cool. Okay. They have like the Cockney Jersey accent.
So tell me about growing up in New Mexico. Was it sexy?
Being like, no.
Okay.
It just, you know how you're Hispanic. You know how kind of like small communities of Hispanic gays are.
Do I?
You do.
What do you mean?
We talked about this. Well, because they could be, if you, all right, I'm sorry, let me make generalizations, but like small town. I should just say small town gays. Small town gays.
I don't think I've ever met a small. I mean, I might have met a small town gay.
All right, small town gays. I shouldn't make generalizations, but I say that like. The only reason I say Hispanics is because that's the majority of of gay men in New Mexico. And they're all kind of like still a little Catholic. Mm. They're still like, you know what I mean? They're kind of a little slut-shamey. And it just, I played into it. It's hard just being a place where there's not open sex.
Have you always been
sexual?
Yeah.
In my mind. Like, I was one of those people that was like, I don't know. This is a hard answer. Let's rephrase this because I don't like the way I just started this one.
Okay.
Restart your question.
No, I'm always just so curious because like when people start doing porn and they become successful and they're like, it's like their life, like it's who their identity is who they are. I'm always just so curious, like how did that transpire in your life? Like where in your life did you see sex and you're just like, oh, this is really cool or beautiful or interesting. I want to know more about this topic.
I was introduced to sex really young, mm-hmm. and it's like a button that's turned on. I feel like when you're a young person and you kind of like are sexualized, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have this libido thing where you just like, you want to masturbate, you want to feel that feeling. And so for the longest time, I was very like, masturbate on the floor in my bathroom while the shower was running. Everyday kind of guy. Like I was the
you would just lay on the bathroom floor.
Lay on the because I have a bunch of siblings. And that was like the only time I knew. And like that there was like that was the one bathroom that had the door with the lock on it. And I was like, that's getting locked. And I would play REM Man on the Moon. And like it was like a whole thing. It's like whenever I hear like Monopoly 21 checkers and chess.
Is it like
Pavlov? It doesn't give me a boner, but immediately it's as though the room is filled with steam. Like it gives me like I'm right back into like a humid room where I'm laying on my back.
Isn't that fascinating how like memory works?
Yeah. And so like that was a good example of how I would just constantly masturbate and I'd constantly beating off. I'd be constantly looking for sex. Huh. Like I was that like Nancy Drew of sex. I remember finding porn on Kazaa and like AOL and just like and then and like when you found it, you couldn't find enough of it. And you're like,
yeah,
I was very pornosexual, and so for the longest time, and I would want, and I was out, and I was gay, but I wasn't a person who wanted to be perceived as sexual. Hmm. I don't know why that bothered me, and part of it was being kind of a small town gay, in the sense that there were types of gays that were appropriate and types of gays that were inappropriate.
Were you the only gay in the village?
Yeah, good reference. I'm the only gay in the village. There's a lot of gays.
Or like, did you go to like high school? There was a bunch of like.
Yeah, I my parents sent me to high school in town. So I grew up in Berlin, which is 50 miles south of Albuquerque. Uh-huh. But then they drove me into town every day because they worked in town, and I got to go to school.
So you grew up in like a metropolis city. Yeah. Like you weren't like raised in like.
No. My parents are atheists, so they didn't really care that I was gay. They just cared that I was a really terrible student. So you know what I mean?
Hugging
so
your teachers.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I like self-shamed myself. Like my family isn't very kind of keen on talking about sex or sexuality or anything like that. Sure. And so I kind of censored my sexuality. Like I was a person who didn't like sexuality. I didn't want people knowing my sexuality. I didn't want people knowing things about me like that. I don't know why that felt deeply personal and weird.
Gay or that you were into sex?
Sex. Like not the gay part. Everyone knew I was gay, and in fact, I kind of leaned into the gay. Like I was one of those like
come out
15. So I was kind of like a performative homosexual, where I was like, it's okay to be like fabulous and fierce, but it wasn't okay to be like a cocksucker. That's dirty.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like you can be gay, but just don't be a fag.
Yeah, don't be a fag. Your sex is dirty.
It's so weird, right?
So it wasn't until my 30s until I. became like a monster. Like I got hot all of a sudden. Like I had like a back injury and lost a bunch of weight, and then I got hot, and then I started getting attention. And I didn't know what to do with it, and so I fucked everything, like everybody and everything, every blank profile on Grindr. Like if you're in New Mexico, it's good to see you again.
I keep like coming out of frame in this camera.
It's all right. You got your own frame, bitch. That's my camera. No, just kidding.
This is Joel Thumbone, everybody. That's the vibe you'll get in.
Right.
That's really interesting. Like, I always, like, when I went to art school, I met someone that, like, grew up in, like, North Dakota or some fucking middle. And I'm just like, you're so Interesting. I don't know. Like, I don't know what that experience is like to be in a place where you don't have
You're
access.
starved. You're starved for like gay anything.
That's
You're
right.
starved for gays on TV. You're starved for gay. Back when I was growing up, you're starved for gays in movies. You're starved for just gay characters that represent something more than Nathan Lane in the Birdcage.
Sure. But like, did you in New Mexico, did you have access to like gay clubs, to like gay libraries, to
I
like gay
never
bars?
went to a gay bar in New Mexico
Yes,
when I lived
that's
there.
what I'm talking about.
And there were some, but it was kind of one of those things
Like,
that there was that was a whole type of thing.
I was going to like, for people who live in Los Angeles, if you're familiar with Arena Nightclub, like I was going to Arena when I was like 16. It
See,
was like the first time I ever saw gay cholo. I was like, what? It was so subversive. I was like, what?
I struggle with trust issues, and I also don't like going. I don't drink, and so it was. I don't like settings where people are like, "Drink, do drinking, drink with me." I don't like it for
Right.
straight people, and I don't like it for gay people.
Yeah.
And so, I never like going to bars, and even still, as like a performer, I go to them because I'm like, you're hired to be here and
Sure.
stuff like that. And that's well cool. That's
Yeah.
well cool. And I like it now that I work them.
Yeah.
But on like my day off, I'm not like, go to a bar.
Yes, I'm the same way too. I feel like I got that a lot out of my system. I feel like in my 20s, all I was doing like going to bars, and like by the time I was like, no, that's not true. Like in my mid-30s, I like stopped. And
So are
now the idea of like going to a bar like terrifies me.
Side tangent, I'm wearing a mood ring right now, and I forgot the reason I never wear jewelry is that I constantly am playing with it, and I keep like looking at it like my I'm purple right now. I bought it from my boyfriend, and it's just ironic that it's on this finger because this is the fingering him finger.
What does purple mean? Purple means that you're happy, like you're it's like good, right? It's a positive sign.
I don't know. I'm gonna take it off. But this is a but yeah, this is the finger I finger my boyfriend with every morning. Like this is the go in, because that's how I get him off. Like it's
Did you
because
finger him?
I do, and I don't like fingering. I don't like being
On
fingered.
you.
I don't like fingers in general. Like fingers are one of those things that I don't like. So as a person who fingers, I do a single digit. I get right to the spot because I could feel his prostate. His prostate's amazing. It's like a little button.
I always get freaked out touching the prostate because it feels like shit to me.
No, you can tell the difference. I can tell the difference.
But doesn't a prostate feel like a raisin?
And it
It's
does,
like
but
bumpy.
it starts to like when it starts to harden. Prostates are cool. I'm a fan of them.
I'm convinced I do not have a prostate. I mean, I probably do, but like,
Sure. I'm sure you don't have a.
I mean it's there, but I just don't know like what the feeling that I should be feeling for when someone's stimulating my prostate. Like, what does it
I
say?
know if the feeling when a dick is stimulating. I'm not a finger person, but like if it's a hard dick, I know where to get it. I'm like, oh, that's just spot. Like if you're
That
sitting down, sticking it up like
look,
a
there's
fly,
your friend again.
bitch,
He came over to
don't be like that. It's
you,
a fruit fly.
bitch, you brought that shit to my
People are gonna think I'm dirty. I'm like Pigpen. Pigpen in the fucking Peanuts
No,
cartoons.
we were playing around at my apartment and I saw he's like, oh, you have this major fly. And I was like, I never have flies in my apartment. You brought this
You
bitch
blamed
over.
a fly on me. That's
And
hilarious.
now it's your best friend.
It is my friend.
It's cool.
He fly. He's the one who landed on Mike Pence's head. He's famous. He's famous. I only hang out with important flies.
Ah, an important fly.
He's a really important fly. He's like he represents the things. But what was I talking about? Oh, so like fit
We were
cross.
talking about fingering prostates and what they feel like.
Oh, because if you're doing it right. If you're doing it right, first of all, because I never understand when people finger, they always want to go for the gold. Like they're like, they go from one finger to two to three. Like they're, I stretch my asshole. I don't like being stretched like that. I'm not into fisting. I'm not into that kind of type of stretching.
Yeah.
But like when you go into someone and you know exactly where, that's all you need to do. Like one digit can do a lot. Like, and
Yeah, it's
as
like
you're, and if
up
you're,
towards.
and if you're jerking them off or if they're jerking themselves off and you're feeling them get hard, like you'll feel the prostate get as hard as a rock. It's the coolest thing in the world. And when it's really, really hard,
Yeah.
that's when they're about to come. Like it's so hard, it feels like it goes from feeling like this
Yeah.
to feeling
Choking.
like this. And then when it's getting there, you're like, oh my God, you're about to come. You're about to fucking come. And you don't want to reference it though, because that sometimes that fucks with people's heads.
What come?
Yeah, and I don't like say come until you actually see ejaculation, because when people are playing with me like that, I'm like, no, I'm not. No, it's over.
But also too, it's like, man, you have like anxiety about it. It's like, oh, they're saying
nobody likes to have to perform.
I don't want it. But it's true though. Like, I feel like I haven't gotten this comment yet, but like in all my Just for Fans fuck videos, I never come. I don't come from fucking. Do you come from fucking?
I come from getting fucked. I come from fucking sometimes. But I come from
really horny, I can breed a hole. But like most of the time, they're done. They're out the door and I'm in bed just thinking about what I just did.
See, and I'm the opposite. I save it for the camera. Oh. Like, I've not jerked off for 2 days because I want it on camera.
Is that a pro tip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also like a whoring tip. Like, if you're an escort or anything like that, don't fuck around unless someone's paying you. Just because, like, if this person's paying you however much,
it's true.
I want to go there fucking. I don't care what you look like. I'm just, I want to kick a hole in the wall and fuck it. I'm so horny.
You'd kick a hole in the wall because you're so horny.
Kick a hole in the wall. Fuck it. I'm so horny.
You would fuck a hole in the wall.
That's how horny you want to be when you go to someone.
It's true. I feel like it does make for like... No, that's true. I did a...
if you've been popping loads in people all day, the second that camera gets on you, you go from... this is another pro tip. If you're on set... Uh-huh. And this has happened a lot because they'll bring like groups of people together. And it's like your first day. It's like, hey, everybody, we're going to shoot tomorrow. Have a good night. Rest up. And da-da-da. And you like buddy up with someone. You're like, man, you're cool.
Yeah.
I want to fuck tomorrow, but I'm kind of nervous. Uh-huh. Can we do this tonight? You're going to fuck all the good fucking out that night. And the next morning, you're going to wake up. And the second that camera's on and now you need to fuck, that good fucking's not going to be there.
That's true.
I've seen that happen a million times with people on set. Like, two people will bunk together and the next morning they're like, yep, Andy and David, struggle bus. One of them couldn't stay. It's like they've been married 10 years.
I got to tell you this really quick though. One of my favorite videos of yours, a friend actually sent it to me because we were like talking about
penises.
No, we were talking about this one. And he was like, oh, I should send you this video. And like, remember I told you this? You were all dressed up in suits.
Oh, it was me with Trey.
It was like an orgy. It was like a bunch of guys, girls too.
Was the bi orgy.
And you all had like matching black thongs on. Mm-hmm. And it was like a big joke. And all the girls were like, oh, you guys are wearing thongs. And then they had some guy bent over and he had like a jeweled butt plug in his butt. Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, you fucking would. Like
the bi for you.
Joel would fucking do this kind of shit. Because that's fucking fun.
I had sock garters on. That was the big
thing. Yes.
I had sock garters with like nylon socks on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a vibe.
I'm the vibe. I know how to stand out amongst like fucking 10 performers. Give me a break. That's what you have. You know, I won't lie. I'm not a huge fan of orgies and gangbangs because it's like you can kind of get lost in them.
What's the biggest? What's your go-to? Like, what's the max?
Of people to play with?
Yes. Like in a group.
I like being a gangbang bottom. Like, I love being a gangbang bottom because then it's like...
Like, how many dicks?
I've done only up to 7.
Okay.
Like, I might... And I
could you do more? Would you want more?
Oh, hell yeah. The Treasure Island Media director in Brazil wants to get a mass gangbang set up for me. He wants to get a whole bunch of uncut penises for me.
I see that.
But it's like...
Treasure Island Media.
But it's also kind of like art history because it's like the rape of the Sabine women. Like, it's got this kind of intense quality of like... Oh no! Oh no! I can't. I'm just being utilized. I have to please all of these men. Like, you know what I mean? There's something super kind of like star role about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a bottom in that,
a star.
When you're top in it though, you're just a penis.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I've been a top in many a gangbang, and I feel that I'm like.
I can't tell you the amount of times bottoms will reach out to me and they'll just be like, "Do you have friends? Do you have a lot of friends?" It's like. Every bottom wants to get railed by like 10 massive cocks. It's like a thing that
and it's like
happen. It's like, okay, sure.
And that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. But it's also like a lot of work for the top. And then you get there and you're like, you're one of 6 dicks.
However, I do like watching straight porn when it's like 6 guys on long chick and they're all trying to get in here. That's hot.
Well, also
especially when it's like the 3 dicks and like all the guys.
The only thing I will say about
top
that,
of each other.
After being a dude who's been in that situation, because uh-huh. I've done videos with straight dudes like that,
uh-huh.
I did a cuck scene where there was a gangbang going on.
Uh-huh.
There's things that are hot about it watching it that are not hot in person. Where, like, in the sense that like all the machismo, slightly homophobic bullshit kind of comes out when 6 dudes are trying to put their dicks in a chick.
Uh-huh.
Like they'll do double penetration, but they won't do double, like they'll do ass and pussy, but then the chick will be like, you guys, can you put two dicks in my pussy? And he's like, no,
because they don't want their dicks to touch.
Just don't want their dicks to touch.
That's like the hottest part.
It is when you're watching it, but when you're there and you're a gay dude, you're kind of like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like male fragility is very not sexy in person.
I just want to let you know, like, all these straight porn stars, like, that's the shit that people pay for.
Oh yeah.
Like, rub your dick together inside a pussy. Like, please.
They know. Oh, trust me. They know. And a lot of them don't like it. Like, I've taken photos with performers and they've asked me to take them down immediately. They're like, I didn't realize you did all sorts of gay porn, man. Like, and they're like, I don't want my fans thinking I'm gay. I'm like, well, first of all, your fans are all gay.
True. This is true. We're talking about
that. You know what I mean? Like, the first time that's happened to me, that really pissed me off. Like, it was just a photo of us all in our costumes. And I put it up and I'm like, working today. And immediately the dude ran up to me and was all like, it's not cool, man. I'm like, I didn't say you were sucking dick all fucking day. Jesus.
Yeah, we're like, just like, we're just fucking shooting porn.
What I know how that? To come correct. I've lived amongst heterosexuals, all right? I know how not to make you feel uncomfortable. I didn't think this was breaching boundaries.
Well.
So, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that
pops
the fantasy bubble. I'll be honest. Being a person who used to love watching straight gangbangs and stuff like that,
sure,
is great. When you have like a voyeuristic quality and they edit out all the stuff that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when you're there, I won't lie.
But I feel like that's just like, that's just your work now. Like, not to say that a sex isn't fun. It's fun. I mean, I like doing sex and I like recording it and making it. But like, there's a certain... What am I trying to say?
Like, you're gonna say what?
No, like, there's a certain like magic that takes away from it, right? Like,
the stagecraft is distracting. As a porn
consumer, I can watch it and fantasize and be like, okay, in my mind, you know, they're really into each other, or like, you know, their family or whatever. But like, as a performer, you have an
inside perspective. There are two types of performers that are out there for me.
Yeah,
there's the ones who are doing this because they are nerds and they love it, and there's a lot of those. And there are, I'm one of them. I'm one of those people that when I go on set, I'm like, we're doing this. We're making a porno today. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes. I go on a set fucking super jazzed.
I do know what you mean.
I'm super jazzed. And then there's the ones that this wasn't the career they planned on doing. They got really hot from whatever it was they did before, whether they were a model or a cheerleader or a swimmer or a professional or whatever. And this is where they've landed. And those ones are really hot. They're really hot. But when it comes to the like performance aspect, they're like, I just want this money. And sadly, there's a lot of that in this industry.
Well, that's like,
and people are turned on by it. People, they're turned on by them being peeved. They're turned on by them being like, ew. Like, you're like, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, that's hot. He has to do it now. Joel, someone's gonna get to plug him.
Like, what, gay for pay?
Not even gay for pay, because I know plenty of gay for pay dudes who love getting fucked in the ass. They're like, love getting fucked in the ass. And they're like, they know how to do the mental gymnastics where they're still having straight sex. They're just the vessel. They're like, hey, I got pussy between my legs. And I love that. You know what I mean? That's a person whose intentions are to enjoy the sex.
Yeah.
The other, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. That's my take on it. When I run into those people that are doing this for the wrong reasons, I'm like, great.
And also, too, I feel like that is more attractive to me because it's authentically, you can watch your performer. And that's what we were talking about, like the perks of like OnlyFans and JustFans, and like every day, if you have an iPhone, you can make porn. I enjoy watching people that look like me have sex because like
you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. But I'm saying like more than a performance, it's like actually enjoying like the sex. I think that gets me off. So when I look at your work, you're excited to be there, like you're like jumping on beds and shit, like. Swing your dick around, and I think that to me, it's just like, oh, like he's actually really excited to like have sex, and that gets me off knowing that you're enjoying it.
Okay, and so we're at the point of this podcast too. If you've reached this point, this is the Easter egg. Reach out to me on one of my social media platforms, preferably Twitter, and I'll send you a free porno. So just so you know, I'll send you a Dropbox link of some porn. If you've reached this point of the podcast, reach out to me and say, Joel, someone, I want the Easter egg.
I'm gonna write it in the description.
Because then they'll think it. No, this is
no.
I want you to watch to this fucking point, motherfuckers.
No, but they have to know. They're like, hey, at a certain point in the video, there's like a thing that you have to watch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait, I want this link.
Okay. You get a free porno. You get a free porno. And it's always arbitrary too. Like, I'll go into my, like, people, I love doing it, by the way.
What? Giving people free porno?
Well, like, giving the Easter, because whenever I do interviews, I always do this. No offense. Sorry, not to say you're not special. But I do this because then you get cool interaction. This is why I love making porn. Is I love playing with all the qual. Like, I'm a nerd. And I love shake. I'm also kind of a disruptor.
Yes, I can see that.
I got disruptor vibes.
Yes.
But like, this is then something that I just gave a person a reason to reach out to me for more than just you're hot. Like, you know what I mean? When somebody writes, hey, can I have the Easter egg? It's a way of me being able to offer something instant, as opposed to like, which I'm very flattered by the mountains of people saying, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I love that, but it makes me anxious because I want to say something back. I want to say,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But it's also hard to do that.
Well, it's harder now on fucking Twitter because you got fucking DM limits.
I don't.
And I'm not fucking calling it an X. It's Twitter.
It is Twitter. You know, it's hard because like I'm verified. What'd you do? Don't be fucking with my camera.
Just knocked it a little bit. I'm new at this. Okay, people. Look, it's new. It'll get better.
I got the verification because I don't know why in my mind, because I lost my Twitter. You were asking me like, why don't you have Joel someone flat? I'm like, I used to.
Yeah, I was like, why does it have the one?
I lost Joel someone flat. I lost Joel someone XXX.
What'd you do?
I don't know. The rules of Twitter and Instagram and TikTok are arbitrary.
But you got banned. You got lost that name before Elon took over.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that being verified is like a little bit of a like a vest. Like,
do you think I should verify my shit? I'm
confused. I lost 60,000 followers with Joel someone XXX, and that fucking sucked. That sucked.
That's a lot. But you have a lot of followers now.
I know. I fucking earned them.
You have 165K.
I earned you, people.
you have 165K and I only have like 16K.
You need to post more. You need to post good shit too.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sorry. You need to cry?
No.
Put it on, let capture on camera. Watch that. Like, that'll be like a moment. I feel like I'm crying for people. You cried when you were sucking on my dick.
Yeah, because you were choking the fuck out. I was like, I wasn't expecting
to. Hey, people, do you guys want to see me throat fuck him? They're saying yes. They're like, yes.
It was really random. I showed my friend, and it was just,
you showed him?
Well, yeah, I had it on.
What do you think? What do you think?
I had it on my phone, and he's like, "Who is choking you?" Because all you can see is your ass and your dick. And then at one point, you like go down, and you like smile at the camera. And you're like, "It's me,
it's me,
it's my name." You're like, "It really is." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then you were like, "Why don't you post this up?" And I was like, "I'm not gonna post this video."
That will get you followers.
I look horrendous.
That will get you
followers. You look good. My ass is like upside down, choking on a cock.
Well, first of all, you flip it.
Vote in the comments if you want to see me and Joel fuck.
No, vote in the comments if you want to see the video that I already did of choking this bitch with my dick.
No,
total gag the fag style. No. Like he's got like big eyes too because his eyes are filling with tears and it's like it's beautiful.
Joel likes my eyes.
I do. They're beautiful when they're filled with tears and my penis in your mouth.
I feel like you and I need to do like a proper fuck bit. Like my dick needs to be in your butt.
Okay,
because I'm not
can my dick be in your butt?
I know.
Because I'm a big daddy top who never gets it in the can. I'm one of those people who it's just for poop. That's where my poop comes from. That's the only play. That's the only reason my hole is in play.
I didn't want to say this in this interview, but I suffer from IBS. I'm a top that has irritable bowel syndrome. Okay.
It's still.
It's just really difficult for me. I always tell people, I'm like, don't make fun of tops with IBS. It's a thing. It's a thing.
That's at least one of the better excuses I've heard.
I mean, I have had dicks in my butt. It's just...
Did you poop on a dick?
No, it's like particular dicks in my butt. No, I just...
You need only like boyfriend dicks.
I had someone poop on my dick today.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah. It was not fun. But FYI, if you're going to go to someone's place...
Go hard.
Knowing that you are going to get a dick in your butt...
I'm sure he prepped. He just didn't prep well. And it, you said it wasn't full Chernobyl. You said it was just like, you know.
I'm sure
I see you had the Hitler mustache.
But people don't. Okay, here's the thing. I've been called out on this too. People see my hard dick in pictures and they're always like, send me a picture of your dick hard. And I'm like, I am hard. Mm-hmm. The reason people don't think I'm hard is because it curves down.
I curve up.
I know. And so people always, the expectation is a hard dick goes up. That's not always fucking true. Okay.
So what does this I'm have to sensitive. Do with this kid, poor kid pooping on your dick?
I'm
like he should like check the different chambers, no, like the different chambers of secrets.
I think he probably thought, oh, it's just not going to go in that deep. Bitch, I get deep.
Oh, he had low expectations for you.
I got a big dick and I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm getting in there, bro. So, you know, take your time. And I'm cool with that too. Like if you're going to come over and you have a douche, I'm like, hey, I'll watch YouTube. As long as you're like, we're gonna have a good time.
I'm still laughing about that. The footage of you gagging on a dick and you're scared of it.
It's just really intimate, okay?
That's gonna get you followers.
However, my neighbor did text me last night, and I like walked over to his place to suck his cock and have it on video. So maybe I'll show that. That'll be like a nice little start. Okay, fine. I'm gonna post.
Come on. Bitch, you see how many retweets I get on my gag videos.
Gagging my dick.
Your hands, you know, all right, this is one of the reasons why I like being a bottom in a gangbang. Mm-hmm. And is it, you have a beautiful, porn is only half body and genitals. The other part is expression and faces and who you are as like a human being. And so you being in that moment of like shock of getting a dick down your throat will make someone calm. Like, you know what I mean? You've got, and even, you know what, we said it during the fact. I was like, you would come to this. If this weren't you, you would come to this.
You were talking about how awkward I was because you were trying to give me the bottom. You was just like, oh, you look so cute because it's so awkward for you to be on the bottom. And I was like, it is because it feels like really unnatural. And you're like, people would come to this. I would come to this. This uncomfortable awkwardness. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're probably good.
Well, that's okay. That's why you like art. So let's.
Uh-huh.
That's why you like watching straight dudes. Is that moment, like that video where that guy accidentally gets cum all over his face while he's like coming, and all of a sudden like goes all over the other straight dude's face while they're fucking a chick.
A friendly fire.
Friendly fire, because it just blew your mind. Suddenly, you know what I mean. So I say lean into the weird. If something's going on and you're not feeling a certain way, either stop it short because you don't feel safe and you're not liking it, or lean into it because someone will want to masturbate.
No, that's true. And I feel like you, in the short time that we've known each other, like you've taught me already so much. Like I'm a very, to like a fault, I'm a self-aware person. And so I'm constantly like trying to look a certain way, or like, and it's just, there's a lot of history. That's a whole different episode. But like in my life, like I've always just been very like, I need to look this way because I want to represent myself in this way. But I feel like you are not that at all. You're just like genuinely yourself. So like if you look silly or like sexy or dumb or fun or smart, like that's just
coincidental.
You know, you're just living your who you are. Whereas I'm constantly just being calculated in my appearance, which I desperately want to get rid of. Like it's like burdensome at this point.
You know, the one thing I would say about anyone who's a performer, and it's one of the reasons why I do everything, You never know what's going to land. You never know what's going to be the thing that's going to be your meal ticket. You never know what the thing that's going to set you apart.
Yeah.
And it's important, and you know this as an artist, mm-hmm. to try. It's important to kind of put yourself in these places because you'll learn something about yourself. Yeah. The stuff that I fucking hate and that I'm embarrassed about, mm-hmm. I wouldn't take back. All those terrible cuck scenes I did where I'm like miserable because I don't like being humiliated, I'm still glad I did them. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it taught me about myself. I'm like, I don't like cuck. I like hot wifing. I like being like the supportive husband who's like, yeah, baby, get it, girl. Love you. That's my wife. That's my wife taking a dick. Love her. But when she's all like, oh, honey, you're so flaccid. This man's penis feels so much better.
Yeah, that's dumb. I don't
dumb. And it makes me feel weird.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, don't make feel. We don't want Joel to be sad. Sad Joel is not. Fun.
But I know someone masturbating to it can see immediately that I really don't like it. And they're like, oh, that's hot. Look at him. He's just miserable. Like, he really is sad that his wife's getting churned out.
Do you know the porn star who's in the 90s, Julie Rios?
Julian Rios. Yes.
He was like my, like he was like my porn love growing up. And he would always do like cuxing. And he would always be like, he'd be banging these like bimbo chicks and like some random guy would be like watching him. And I'd be like, I want to be that random guy.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to be in the room. Like, I don't want them to talk to me. I just want to be in the room masturbating while he fucks. Because he's so hot. He has the biggest cock. We'll watch some of this after this.
Ooh, we're going to watch some.
Julian Rios, if you're not familiar, that really shows my age.
I was going to say, I think that's a good way to, you're like,
maybe this is a good way to end this podcast, like talking about like my vintage love of
porn. You're like back when today when I was watching John Holmes and Ron Jeremy.
On AOL. On AIM. I would just like cruise random people on AIM, like going to these like wicked chat rooms and like talk. I was like 16 talking to like 45 years old. That's people hot. Like online being like, ooh.
I always liked my like sex ed. I loved older people because they were kind of like elders. Like I'm turned on by someone being smarter and older than me. Like I've never insulted. I was not one of those young people who was all pissed off and like, you didn't know nothing. Like I was always like, teach me how to be a faggot. I want to know. What else?
I'm self-taught faggot.
No,
I'm which old. Just really sucks because I have a gay older brother and we don't get along.
I was gonna say because when you were just meeting me, you're like, wow, all your references are that of like a 65-year-old. Like I'm like a depression era widow.
Who, me?
Me.
What do you mean?
You said like I'm like an old man. You said.
You give no, not you. You have like old man taste.
I do,
but you don't give me old man vibes. You give
oh,
me,
thank you.
You give me quirky Joel Sumner vibes.
I'm my own person. All right. On that note,
yeah. So yeah, thanks Joel for hanging out and talking. That was really fun.
I was amused.
Again, if you're not familiar with who I am, my name is Beastly Bader. That's the alias I go by in the Bader community. It's also my porn stage name.
And this is his face. Look at how fucking handsome he is.
This is my face.
People need to see more of this. Look at that fucking handsome face.
Thank you.
I'm gonna just write on it after this.
I have a lot of episodes on the back end that are not on video, they're just on a normal podcast. So go ahead and find that out. You can get it on Spotify, Apple, anywhere podcasts are heard. You can listen to a bunch of back episodes. But Joel, thanks so much for like being on camera and like having a conversation. This is really fun.
Thank you.